Our meditation today is on Psalm 101. We note that this is a Psalm of David. The Holy Spirit moving him to write, "I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Jehovah. I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. O, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord." Well, we don't know exactly when this was written by David, but we have a decent guess, actually. This is probably either when he became what we might say the king of Judah in Hebron after the death of Saul, or when he became king of all Israel some 7 years later. This is David writing, not as the shepherd boy, not as a private believer. This is David in a particular office, that of the king over God's people, but the king of a land. Now, 1,000 years later, perhaps, the same Holy Spirit moved the Apostle Paul to write to the Romans about the place and about the, we might say the duty of the civil ruler in Romans chapter 13. And there we read that the civil ruler doesn't bear the sword in vain. The civil ruler is to be a minister or a servant of God for good. And that is exactly what David is seeking to be here. Oh, that we might have leaders, and we should have leaders, who would have just these words in their hearts. Who would desire not to have those who could further their own ambitions and extend their own power and bring about dominion of their own doctrinaire ideals. No, wouldn't it be wonderful? Imagine having a civil leader or a whole set of civil leaders with a desire to be servants of God for good, and who would lead our land and be used by God to do so in covenanting to serve the great King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. For ultimately, this isn't merely David resolving. That's a good word for it. It's not merely David resolving to be ruling as a godly king. And believe me, this is the resolution of a godly king. But it's not merely that. For this is in perfection that which our Lord Jesus Christ is doing and purposes to bring about in fullness. For all his resolution, for all his desire, a godly desire put in his heart by the Holy Spirit, David did not completely well fulfill this. He was not wise in a perfect way all the time, was he? He didn't walk in his house, or certainly on the rooftop, with a perfect heart. He set Bathsheba before his eyes, and he himself fell away. He had a perverse heart that went to the point of suborning murder. He slandered his neighbor instead of holding up to the truth. He himself had the haughty look and a proud heart, kind of like the parable that was told him by the prophet Nathan. His eyes weren't on the faithful, but on something else, someone else. The one who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Well, who was it that was the head of all his armed forces? His nephew, who did not walk in a perfect way, Joab. Joab, a murderer. Joab, a deceitful man. Well, he who works deceit shall not dwell within my house, and so on. Do you see? David had the right desire, a desire there put by God, yet he failed. But the one to whom he points, the one from whom, the one who came from David, he is the one who perfectly fulfills all this and who guarantees he shall be upholding the godly. He shall be destroying the wicked. It is this one in times of difficulty and confusion, in times of rebellion and riot. This is the one to whom we can look. This is the one in whom we can trust. This is the one who is, at his own best speed, bringing all things under his feet. Well, let us worship him, let us praise him, let us rejoice in the salvation that he brings and the dominion he exercises by singing Psalm 101.